This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick.
Food contributes a third of the world's greenhouse gases.
What happens on your plate is how we change the landscape, the atmosphere.
What can I do with my food choices?
All this week, we're taking a look at food's carbon footprint.
If you care about food and its environmental impact, then Brooklyn's Urban Rustic Grocery Store could be the place for you. Its focus is local, traceable, and sustainable.
This store is the creation of a filmmaker, not a grocer. His name is Aaron Wolf. He made a documentary, King Corn, about high fructose corn syrup and other corn byproducts, and it got him into the food business. From member station WNYC in New York, Marianne McCune reports.
Filmmaker Aaron Wolf says he was so dismayed by what he learned about the corn industry that he itched to put his camera down and become part of the solution.
What we really want to do is to get people to think about where their food comes from.
One of his business partners, Dan Cipriani, used to make fast food ads.
You know, the glamour shots, the tabletop shots for when you see a close-up of a burger.
For years, he made hydrogenated oils and high fructose corn syrup look tasty. Now he's pushing kale and potatoes.
It's like my penance for selling all that bad food for so many years.
At Urban Rustic, there are tortillas made by local immigrant women. There's Brooklyn-made soap, milk from just north of the city, meat and veggies from Long Island or New Jersey. And Aaron Wolf posts handwritten notes on each shelf, describing where the products come from.
When I was a kid, my mom knew the butcher's name, Mr. Olashevsky, and we would go and we would see the sides of beef in the background, you know. And I think we were aware of what the process was.
Now Wolf says most people don't have any connection with their food. So this grocery and cafe are an attempt to reconnect consumers and producers. Wolf says he thought about labeling his products according to their carbon footprint. But in the end, he says he wouldn't want a kiwi from New Zealand just because its footprint might be technically smaller than a New York apple.
I guess I resist this idea of having one simple scale upon which we measure the virtue of our food choices. I think that kiwi from New Zealand is also lacking of a lot of other things that I would want to put into that statistic.
Like selling fruit that's cultivated for its flavor and nutrition, not its shelf life. Now, in Santa Cruz, California, where Urban Rustic's cafe manager April Roman comes from, selling local organic produce is no problem.
When I first heard about the market, I was like, great, this is amazing, it's going to be huge. And then people are like, well, that's great, but I just want tomatoes, you know? And so it's difficult because you're like, well, it's December and it's New York and, you know, there aren't any.
Next winter, Roman says, Urban Rustic will work with local farms that freeze vegetables so they can sell them when nothing grows. Meanwhile, the cafe tries to nudge customers toward winter produce with sample salads of, say, the root vegetable celeriac or black radishes. But Wolf says his store is not about orthodoxy. There are fruits and vegetables from California and Florida.
There's only so much celeriac you can sell.
So I see behind you Heinz tomato ketchup. Is that a sustainable product?
No, it's not, but I'm going to go get...
Wolf defends himself. One of his partners is from Pittsburgh and says the Heinz Family Foundation does great work there. He picks up the ketchup bottle to read the label.
This may be the only product in this store that contains high fructose corn syrup.
A couple shelves away, customer Matias Chioda is checking out some herbal bug repellent. He happens to have a master's degree in small-scale economic development. But despite his credentials, Chioda says he's not bothered that Urban Rustic makes some compromises.
To be quite honest, the biggest problem we face in sustainable development are the people that hug the trees publicly. Because to win this movement, we have to gain the middle ground. And by appearing as crazy environmental radicals and so forth, we lose that automatically.
I'm not sure if we could do everything in the most sustainable version of itself and still be a neighborhood grocery that people could come to.
Wolf says Americans should pay more for their food. The rest of the world does. And he wants shoppers who are willing to pay $12 for a large jar of Brooklyn pickles or $7 for a chocolate bar. But he doesn't want to become a boutique. Urban Rustic's challenge is to offer a competitively priced egg and cheese sandwich and still use cage-free organic eggs. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.
And tomorrow, we're going to visit food writer Michael Pollan and his kitchen.